All right. Well, praise the Lord. Yeah, it's great to be here. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad y'all are here, and I'm glad those of us online are here. If you would, let's praise the Lord together and start out by singing, "We Bring the Sacrifice of Praise." We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer up to you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer up to you the sacrifices of joy. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer up to you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer up to you the sacrifices of joy, the sacrifices of joy. Amen. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. Amen. Walking in sunlight, all of my journey. Heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing his praises, Jesus is mine. In the bright sunlight, ever rejoicing, pressing my way to mansions above. Singing his praises, gladly I'm sunlight, sunlight above. Heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing his praises, Jesus is mine. Praise the Lord. Holy Bible, book divine, precious treasure, thou art mine. Mine to tell me whence I came, mine to teach me what I am. Mine to chide me when I rove, mine to show a Savior's love. Mine thou art to guide and guard, mine to punish or reward. Mine to comfort in distress, suffering in this wilderness. Mine to show by living faith, man can triumph over death. Mine to tell of joys to come, and the rebel sinner's doom. O thou holy book divine, precious treasure, thou art mine. Yeah, amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody got a pick? We've sang it at least once before, but I don't know when. I'd have to look it up. Yeah, 353, all right. Victory in Jesus, 353.
I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Any others this evening? You are my all in all. All right. 583. You are my all in all. Yeah, that's a good one. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Taking my sin, my cross, my shame, rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Is your name.
There you go. All right. Well, any others this evening? All right. Well, praise the Lord.
You announce the Singspiration again?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, we still have our sign-up sheet for the Singspiration. I think there's 10 more Wednesdays to sign up. I think, the fifth. Well, that's to give folks plenty of time. To be accommodating. I think October 15th. I'd have to look at the date, last date to sign up on the sheet, but it's in the foyer.
It's October 15th. Yes, we have some announcements. Let's see. We've got school starting next Monday for New Hope Baptist Church. New Hope Christian School. And that's also our men's and ladies' Bible study, I believe, that evening. Yes, sir. Our members' meeting will be on August the 20th. You can't hear me. You may have to turn me up, Jeremiah. He can't hear me. Huh? Oh, yes, I'm sorry, I did.
No drinks. Shame on you,
John. Where was it? Where was it, Jeremiah? I forgot even where I left it.
On top of the computer.
Oh, it was on the ledge.
Okay. But anyway, the members' meeting will be on August the 20th after the morning service. And we have handouts for those that are members are here tonight, wish to look at them. I don't think I've got all yours, Sissy, right? But we'll have them by Sunday for the school, okay? And August the 14th, I believe, I said is men's and ladies' Bible study. Let me look on the calendar of events here. Is that right? Is that correct? That's when you're bringing it, is that right? All right, well, it's good to have you here tonight. Yes, sir.
I'm having a challenge getting some gain out of the microphone. Is it pretty close to your mouth?
You want me to chew on it?
Well, the closer to your mouth, the better. I don't want to squeal the speakers again, but they're really close to squealing.
I mean, this is nice because you don't have to hold it, you know what I mean? Is that better?
Yeah.
Y'all can hear me? Gene, can you hear me back there?
No, barely.
Barely? deaf in one ear and he can't hear over the other. There, is that better? Huh? Keeps falling down. I've got a small ear.
Just talk loud. There you go.
Well, I'm not going to hold it all night long. There you go, Jeremiah. We'll just have to deal with that, right?
Right.
All right. Welcome all those that are online. Sorry for the communication problems. I'm new at this. Brother Lee is on vacation time, and I appreciate sitting in for him this evening. So pray for me. And we've already talked about the activities coming up, and we definitely need to be praying for. Is all your teachers going to be here Sunday, Sissy? Okay, may want to gather together with them and maybe pray over them. Okay, Sunday, whoever's here. Well, three of you are here now, right? The other three are probably at their other churches, right? Well, one of you three, come on up here. Ronnie, you want to come up? And this is your 27th year starting, is that right? Miss Jackie and Sissy. Do y'all want to gather around and we're going to pray over these teachers as they start the new year? And Miss Marjorie, how many years have you been here?
Since
2015. Since 2015. Okay, well, that's like 8 years, isn't it?
Going on nine.
Yeah, eight or nine, yeah. Yeah. All right. Hey, Brother Ronnie, if you don't mind.
Lord, we just come to you today for celebrating the new school year, Lord, and just make this year for the teachers, make it be a good one, that the teachers be their just willingness to show their spirit and that they get from you, Lord. And, you know, it's nothing like a Christian school, Lord, to be taught through, Lord. We got some new students, Lord, and the numbers are looking great, and but we pray for safety of the school, too. We did a lot of things to improve the safety of the school. We got more to do. But, again, just be with that school. And be with the teachers, Lord, as they deal with all the students they have. And, you know, there's always ups and downs with the students, Lord. Mm-hmm. But these teachers here know how to handle it. They're professionals in what they do. And with Sissy guiding them and directing them and setting up all the guidelines for the school and for the students and teachers, Lord, it just makes everything just organized and, you know, professional. And that's what this school is, a professional school. So, again, Lord, just bless this school, bless the teachers, bless the students, and, again, keep them all safe. We pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ronnie. Thank you, girls. Appreciate each and every one of you. All right. Do we have some praises tonight? Good to have you back here tonight. You have a praise tonight? Sure. All right.
So I've been looking for a job recently, and I've been having a hard time. It seems like everywhere's hiring, but nobody's hiring.
They got hire signs out, but they're not hiring. Right,
right, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
But I do have a job interview with HEB. And the new one in Magnolia that they just built. So I'm praising him for that because I really, really need this opportunity.
Right.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Other than being alive today.
Amen.
That's enough of a praise there. Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. Any other
good
praises
praise.
Today? Sharon, it's good to see you here tonight. It's rare that we have you on a Wednesday night, so it's a blessing to have you here tonight. Have any other praises? All right.
Some online.
I'm sorry. Go ahead,
Jeremiah. Okay. Sharon Heibarger, praises for Justin being approved to not have to run. Pray for continued healing. And also from Sharon, that's a prayer request. Okay. Yeah.
Right,
a couple
go
prayer
ahead.
Requests.
Go ahead. We're ready.
Okay. From Sharon, prayers for Kinsey recovery and family restoration. Prayers for mom's lungs to heal and her stomach issues to get better soon. And then from Loopy, some kind of respiratory thing going on. Lots of congestion and coughing. I'm going to be watching online tonight. Y'all pray for me. Thank you.
Okay. We know that, right? Sissy, didn't you have a... said Sunday night you got sick, wasn't it?
Not the coffee, but
yeah. Yeah, and got here on Monday, right? And what was Loopy's hurts? What, stomach problems?
Respiratory thing, congestion and coughing.
Okay.
That's COVID
52. Yeah. COVID 2024. Yeah. All right. What other prayer requests do we have this evening? We got Miss Vicki already. All right. How about our shut-ins, right? And Ronnie Holman. And Ronnie V. You have an appointment this week, Ronnie? Is that right? That tomorrow, isn't it?
Friday, about my nerve pain in my feet. Might have to have surgery on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're just hurting everywhere, right, Ronnie?
Yeah.
I understand.
I do have a prayer request, John. As okay. I went to a funeral service for Gideon today. He'd probably been Gideon over 30 years, and 71 years old, passed away with cancer. It was spread all through his body. So my prayer is for the family.
Okay, what's his name?
Steve Warren.
All right. Okay. All right. What else? What else do we have? Ron?
Let's pray for all the school kids starting school to watch out when it's still dark outside, the school bus is stopping. Make sure you're aware of where the kids are standing on the corners and stuff.
Right.
Because, like I say, the buses, I don't think they're picking anybody up right now, but they've been running through.
Running the routes. Yeah, right. Getting used to the routes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point. Made you late for work?
No,
you got.
Tried to make
well.
It. That's right.
So when that red light comes out, you just keep right on going, is that?
Try to find that passing zone.
Oh, Ron. I really want to thank Brother Lee, by the way, a praise. He did the celebration of life for Ron's sister, Lorna, and. We've got nothing but praises in his message to the people that were there, which was around 60 or so. And I think it did hit some hearts. I've had some people respond to me. So we're thankful for that. Okay. What else do we have? Pray for our pastor. They're on vacation, right? So pray for safety there. We also need to... pray for Stephanie as she's looking for employment also. She's in the banking industry, and her bank got acquisition by another one, and she's part of the 300 people that are getting layoff papers, and they're trying to fit her into another position within the corporation. But I don't know how active that would be. So keep your prayer for her. What else do we have? Yes, ma'am.
Say it one more time.
What's going on?
All the fires in Hawaii.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear about that. Really?
They're rushing and... they're Russian in boats to escape the fires.
They can't hear me, but they sure can hear you. Tammy, come on up here and bring the message tonight. Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. It's hard for me to believe. I can't hear myself, so it's hard for me to believe that you can't hear me. You know what I'm saying? Is it coming better, Jeremiah? All right, well, I'm not used to it, and if it gets, I apologize to everybody online in here. Normally, you can't hear me anyway, so I'm a quiet person. No. What, Jeremiah?
Your sound levels look good online.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah, only those online, Gene, are important, right? All right, what else do we have? Yes, miss. Yes, ma'am. Hold on 1 second. There we go.
I would just like to say that, yes, we need to pray for the kids getting ready to start back school, but I have to tell you, my heart really wants to pray for the kids just to keep them safe.
Yeah.
I mean, we're living in a time right now where you don't know who to trust. And I would just like to pray for all those little kids that their parents can keep them safe.
Yeah. We need not take it lightly. And as Ronnie mentioned earlier, you know, we've taken measures regarding safety with locked doors, cameras, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But we just have to be aware of what we're doing and aware of our surroundings. And, yeah, it can be ugly. But parents need to be held responsible for their children, you know, what they got in their backpacks, those type of things. Okay? All right, what else we have? Ron, go ahead.
All right, so it says, at least 6 people dead in Maui, wildfires.
Okay.
Hospitals are overwhelmed, and people were forced to flee into the ocean.
Really? Oh, I did not hear that. It's pretty bad. Okay. What else do we have? Something else I'm missing? No? All right. Well, Brother James, could you pray for Miss Kinsey and the family situation there, as well as Miss Vicki? Would you do that?
Yeah, dear Heavenly Father, first off, we just come here to honor your name, lift you up on high, and thank you for John tonight. And we just lift up his prayer request, Miss Vicki, Lord, in her lungs and her health, Lord, and Kinsey, Lord, just to watch over them and touch them and heal them, Lord, and give them comfort and peace and rest where they can sleep. And, Lord, we just thank you for what you're going to do in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right. Miss Sissy, would you pray for Miss Loopy this evening with this respiratory issue? All right. I appreciate
Lord,
it.
Lord, we thank you for this day. We just pray
as she's not doing well. Amen.
Jesus heard
that.
Yeah. Okay.
Amen.
Miss Kathy, would you mind praying for our shut-ins? That I know a lot of them are watching or online on a regular basis. All right, Miss Jackie. The microphones are a benefit for the people that are online because my mic is not picking y'all up, so it's not to intimidate you. It's not to embarrass you, believe me, okay? Okay, Bobby, would you pray for Ronnie Holman and Ronnie Vacolette, please?
Father God, I come to you, Lord, giving you praise, honor, and glory, Lord, and we just lift up Ronnie Holman to you with his cancer and everyone else out there that's dealing with cancer issues. Lord, just find that cure for us and let us have it so we can cure a lot more people. Just be with us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right, Ronnie, would you pray for the Steve Warren?
Lord, we just come to you today, Lord. You got a good man up there with you, Lord, and been being a Gideon for so many years, handed out thousands and thousands of scriptures during his lifetime, Lord, all through this country, Lord. He's been everywhere and held a high position of, you know, just organizational skills he used to make these things happen. So my prayers for the family, Lord, you know, he had several kids, Lord, and they're grown up now. But, again, you know, leaving this world, Lord, is tough for the family. So again, just be with them, guide them, direct them, Lord, and just it's a hard shoe to fill, Lord, but has someone up to step up and take his place, Lord, that has that same love and consideration for the lost. Pray this in your name, amen.
Amen. All right, James, go ahead and pray for school safety, would you please? School starting, okay?
Oh, the school?
Yes, about school starting.
Okay, dear Heavenly Father, we just lift up all these school teachers to you, Lord, as they go back to work, and new group of kids, Lord, and new mom and dads, so they got to get used to all these. But, Lord, we ask you, Lord, just to watch over these teachers and give them the will to be able to do their job, Lord, and the kids that are coming, Lord, we just pray they come to learn and to, you know, to be good kids, not bad kids. And, Lord, listen to the teachers and just we thank you for what they do, Lord, and put a hedge of protection around that school. Keep the evil one away, Lord, and just guide them through this year. And all these things I ask in Jesus' name, amen.
All right, dear Heavenly Father, we have a young lady here tonight visiting us with her husband. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for all the visitors that are watching us online. And, Lord, we're asking that you meet their needs. As you're requesting for employment, be also with Miss Stephanie as she seeks out new employment in light of her upcoming layoff. That you open the doors, Lord, that you have a position already there, Lord, and just working out the details for them. And we do give you all the honor for what you can do, Lord. We be with these people that are in Hawaii, Lord, with this fire. We don't know all the circumstances, Lord. But, Lord, I'm sure you do. And, Lord, we just basically ask that you come to their safety and surround them, comfort them during this trial that they're going through. And, Lord, we don't know what the answer is, but, Lord, we're turning it over to you, Lord. And, Lord, be with our pastor as he enjoys some time off. And, Lord, that he enjoy it with his family or whomever, and that he would be refreshed in you. And when he comes back, we thank you for the blessings of having him as our pastor. And we ask that you continue to watch over him, protect him, and guide him. In Jesus' name, and we ask all these things. Amen. All right. Tonight I want to talk about what we were just talking about, and that is prayers. And I've got a couple of directions I want to go with that. I want to go with that, and that is that... Dwight, you want me to use a mic, Jeremiah?
Yeah, if you want to try it, go for it. It might
be better. Yeah, the mic's going out. There you go, man. All right, testing 1, 2, 3. Is that better, Gene? I don't know what to tell you. Maybe I turned it on wrong. I don't know. Well, let's talk about spiritual prayers. And I think some of the words that we think about when we think about spiritual prayers is fervent. And I looked up that word in the dictionary, is what fervent is. And I'm not talking about the ladies in the church here, because the meaning does say hot, burning, and glowing. No disrespect, ladies, but when you go further down in the dictionary reading this, it's having or showing a great feeling and a gift of feeling and also enthusiasm. Now, I don't know about you, but I remember the day that I accepted the Lord. There was enthusiasm there. There was joy. There was I want to know more. And too many times now in our churches, we've lost some of that enthusiasm. We made a commitment when we accepted the Lord as our personal Savior. And the commitment that we made does not decrease in participation or in value. It is actually supposed to be in, in us and giving us what we need, which is the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Fervent is exactly what that is, showing a great want and an enthusiasm to people and other things. You mentioned just a little while ago, but thank God you woke up this morning, right? I'm sure you're enthused about that. It's another opportunity for you to show your spiritual gifts that you have. You know, the Bible shows a lot of areas of passion, and I'm not going to read each and every one of them, but in Romans chapter 12, it says about fervent, and it talks about having a fervent prayer life, which is more important than anything. We can be excited, but there's things that we can't control. We don't have control over, and we have to turn them over to the Lord, and we have to do that with fervency. That means an enthusiastic way of expressing to the Lord, whether it be today's decision, next week's decision, or whenever the Lord wants to make the decision, that we continue to pray for that individual. Do we have a good Christian definition of fervency? Well, it's a necessary for us to advance in the kingdom of God by us learning. We learn more, we're one step closer. One step closer to our perfection in our life. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 22, it says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for it is a wellspring of life." Now, if we've got the fervency of the Lord in our heart, that is a definite good guard, and we are moving forward in anything that we do in our life. We must consider those things when we're talking about it. The Bible's full of stories of passion. How about the fact that we are stirred to a calling of God's people? That's why we're here. And one of the things that looks forward to it is that we to serve the Lord in our commitment. And we must have a fervent spirit in order to do that. It does not mean just show up at church and go home. That's not necessarily a fervent spirit. It's just maybe you're looking at it as I'm doing my duty. Okay? We should be a smile to everybody that comes in, a greeting to everybody that comes in, no more than what you want to be treated every time. Okay? Nehemiah had a heart for Jerusalem. And we see that. We see that there is examples among each man in the Bible that we look at, and you'll see that to exhibit a particular enthusiasm and a conviction of persistence. Maybe somebody might call you weird because every time you're at the gas station, you say to the other guy that's pumping gas, "Bless you, Lord." You know what I mean? Just looking at him and may you have a blessed day. Oh, there's one of them Jesus guys, you know what I mean? But still, you've got that spirit. Why lose it? Show emotional warmth. Show that fervency that we're looking for with a passion that you're true about what the Lord has done for you and you want to express that to another individual. You never know what the person next to you or behind you in a grocery store is going through. Never know. We don't have any idea. And there's nothing wrong with saying hello and how's your day and what have you. I had an old lady said I thought Chivalry was dead when I pulled her card out to help her instead of her trying to struggle at Kroger's to get the card out. And I said, "Oh, no, here, you have this one." You know, "Oh, I thought Chivalry was dead." I didn't know whether she was being rude to me or was just trying to say thank you. Christ wants us to live for him. He asked us to be his servant. Servant. Servanthood. That means, one, be available. You might not know what your skill level is. You might not know where your niche is in the church. It might be a week, a month, a year before you find your niche. But it does say to be available. All hands on deck, as the Navy says. Right? All hands on deck. Even if it is taking out the trash or even wiping tables down or putting a little vacuum cleaner on a floor or using the weed eater, or maybe it's because you want to pray with somebody that you feel the Lord has put upon your heart. Be available. What does fervent mean in Romans chapter 12, verse 11? It's a precious verse. Paul commanded the Christians to outdo love. Outdo love. He proceeded to tell them to keep our passion and our spiritual growth serving God. We need to align ourselves with God. You took that leap of faith in accepting the Lord. So why 20 years, 30 years, or 10 years, or even a year later, are you not in line with God, what he's done for you, and what he will do for you? You find that further down that in the Bibles that we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, it says, therefore, my brother, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, bounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord you're not in vain. People are going to spit on you. People are going to throw dust on you. In the Bible, it says something like the fact that wipe off the dust and move on. Right? He didn't say stop doing what you're doing. He said move on. You never know who you're going to run into that may need a prayer or just a hug or just say, I know what you're going through. In Revelation chapter 3, verses 15 and 16, it says, I know of the things you are, neither hot nor cold. I wish you were one or the other. Since you are lukewarm, neither hot or cold, I will... Anybody remember? Spew you out. Spit you out of my mouth. That fervency in Revelation is saying, keep going. Don't be result orientated, but worry about keep going, planting a seed more than worrying about the results. Listen, I've got relatives that I just have to keep praying and hoping that they are going to be part of the God's family instead of saying there's no, they're a lost cause. The Bible tells me not to do that. Right? Tells me not to just say, oh, okay, yeah, bless you too. No, it tells me, bless them. Be part of what's going on in their life. Have you lost the fervency in your life? Maybe it's an excuse for missing church. Oh, the church just doesn't say hello to me anymore. Maybe it's, that person never shakes my hand. That person never says hello to me. They just don't see that like they're excited in there. You know, you can find yourself drifting even in relationships with your own family because you're easily offended. It happens. But we can get past that because we have the Lord leading us in our life. Maybe you're not into worship. We found excuses maybe to give why we're not in a worship mode. Come to church. We come into the church because we're here to worship the Lord. Praise him for what he's done for us. Not because of when's the next party. When's the next piece of cake? Or I want to see my friends because you want to come here and worship the Lord. Do you remember when you experienced the presence of God in your life, in your heart, and in your spirit? You couldn't wait to share it, I'm sure. That's what we need to get, that fervency back again in our lives. I am concerned about the availability of people within the church and what they can do and what they can bring to the church. I again mention, know what your niche is, what you think you're good at, or just be part of it. You get a blessing out of that. Ron, you went down to Tomball night, didn't you?
Yes.
It was hot.
It was hot.
It was hot, yeah. But you got a praise by being there, right?
Yes.
You got to see some people walking on the road you didn't expect to see.
Right.
You never know. And you got to meet and talk to people that you didn't know at all. It continues on. There you go. Yeah. Yeah. I understand. So what is God's doing in your life to renew your fervency? You know, surprising, I've found that fervent or fervence is not found in the Old Testament. It's spoken in a different word, and that is heart. More than anything, and that is putting God in your heart. That alone should be enough to motivate us and to keep us going. In the New Testament, it is mentioned, okay, about having a fervent heart and a fervent spirit, okay? That is neither hot nor cold, not lukewarm, but a hot. That's what fervent is. A warm, boiling point, desire to want to serve the Lord in any position. If we have lost that fervency, we must consider, what must I do to get that back again? Maybe we need to read the Bible more. I would suggest, number one, maybe some prayers like we do on Wednesday and Sunday night. Maybe we need to go back to the Lord ourselves and ask the Lord to give me that spirit again. Give me that desire. Give me that want to. What can I do? What might I change in my life to get that fervent prayer? Get that spirit moving. You know, we all, I assume each and every one of us pray here. We pray because something has come up, Maui, okay? We pray for those people. But in turn, we must also be concerned about that in a fervent way, that the people that are lost already over there may be lost forever. Not only losing their life, but losing their eternal life. Even our prayers that we've mentioned here this evening. Some people are just loving, kind, and we are reciprocating that love in presenting this petition to the Lord. We don't know each and every one of these situations. We don't know what our pastor goes through each and every day, but we need to be praying for him, praying that the Holy Spirit is continued working in his life. If you've known a baby's whisper, because, you know, infants start off kind of quiet, and then as they get older, they learn, they get louder. Even when they want something, whether it's be a bottle or a diaper change, they can get loud, right? We can always verify that, right? Or something that's annoying them. One of the things I remember as my children growing up is that when they cried, you had to figure out what it was. And when they were sick, it broke your heart because you couldn't do anything for them. Even if it was just a fever, you just couldn't do anything for them. But you showed compassion. You showed love for them. Here we see in the Bible mentioning a fervent spirit, and the word fervent being warm, hot, boiling, enthusiastic about what we are doing in our lives. The Holy Spirit is the one that has done that, moved in, took residence in us. We have to have a passion. God's created us, and He created us for a purpose. God has given us a purpose. We may not know what it is, but I'm saying be available, be ready. It may pop on you any moment, no matter what it is. Take an inventory of yourself. Do I have what God gave me, which was the love and the love for other people? We must continue to think with this world the way it's acting today, that we have the full armor of God on when we go out. And it's a thing that we need to have. Not just going out with the sword because we're mad at everybody, but going out with the shield and the helmet and protecting our feet. Full armor. I would like to think that each and every one of us want to go back to that infancy of when we were first born-again believers in the excitement that we had in our life. I thank the teachers that were here today and for praying over them. I've seen them in their dealings with the children at our school. And it takes a lot of love. It takes a lot of love to deal with them because we don't all know the stories of what's going on in people's families. Broken families, single families, stepchildren. I mean, always something going on, but we can show through the Spirit that we love them, demonstrate that love to them, and lead them in the right direction, heal the brokenhearted, and we have them. Here we understand that if you did know that maybe you are attached to baby children, and maybe we need some volunteers in the nursery at the hospitals. Huh? I mean, I knew a lady that in my neighborhood that used to do that 3 days a week. She'd go down to the Tomball Hospital here, and but that's what was her job, was to go down there and just hold them babies. And, you know, like, I thought it was crazy at the time that she was alive, that she was doing that, but that was her niche. That was her thing. She felt that's where she needed to be. As you know, childbearing is not easy, and sometimes the mothers need a rest, and there's this volunteer down there showing her love and compassion for the young children. You know, each of us have a gift. I'm asking you to use that in a spiritual way. Consider praying that your spiritual gift can be used in no matter what it is within the church. We blame the church sometimes as to why I don't fit in or why I don't feel welcome. Sometimes we need to take the first step. and move forward. The Lord has given us the opportunity. Again, I appreciate sitting up here this evening and speaking to you. We wish Brother Lee a rest, and we are definitely looking forward to a new year at New Hope Christian School. We thank you for each and every one of you that are online that came out tonight and turned us on to watch us. We will be having a guest speaker this coming Sunday. Is that right, Brother Ronnie? I don't want to mention his name because I'm not sure, but I believe it's Brother Kirby. I believe he spoke here before. And Ronnie will be bringing Sunday night message, right, Ronnie? All right. Is there any closing remarks that anybody needs to make? No? All right, let's go to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. You've been so good to us, Lord, in spite of ourselves, Lord. You've blessed us beyond measures, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you give us a little bit of rain, Lord, as we cool these temperatures down, Lord. Amen. We know that there are people out there that are suffering. We know, Lord, that your rain will replenish the earth, so we're not concerned about the drying of the grass, Lord. But, Lord, you are the great mediator, and we're asking, Lord, that you intervene in each and every one of these prayer requests that we presented to you tonight, Lord. We thank you for all the blessings that we have, a roof over our head, air conditioning in our houses, cars to drive, air to breathe. We thank you for another day, Lord. May we be worthy to serve you, Lord, in whatever capacity is necessary, Lord. And Lord, it's all about you. It's not about us. And we thank you for that. And we ask that you watch over us this evening as we depart. And Lord, that you protect us and guide us. And Lord, we're looking forward to the answers on these prayers. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate you coming out.